The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. Today I want to talk a little bit about sowing and reaping, and I'm actually going to do a four-part series on sowing and reaping. It basically boils down to I'm going to do kind of one for each season, and I'm going to basically do a four-part series on sowing and reaping. As I said, I'll split them up in seasons, but I also might add other content that applies to not necessarily one specific season at a time. So we're going to start with spring. In the Bible, it talked about the parable of the sower. So the sower went out to sow, and it says some seed fell by the wayside. We'll not talk too much about that, but I'm just going to talk a little bit about what the Bible talks about as far as sowing and kind of in our own businesses, how we can apply. I think it's just a very simple principle of sowing and reaping. Within the principle of sowing and reaping, you know, there's like four distinct areas. First off, it doesn't matter what business we're in. I think every business has their own seasons, and I think that we have to consider those seasons. But I will talk about those when I talk about the episode on winter. How do we look in our business? How does the spring of sowing and reaping apply to our business? It's a biblical thing about sowing and reaping. Basically, if you sow, you will reap, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to start talking about some things that we can equate to our businesses, that, you know, things that we can get from the Bible. Number one, we have to have a certain sense of urgency. When we do something, that we don't waste time, that we get on it. I think that a farmer has a certain sense of urgency in the spring. If we use our business if we look at it as a farm, like it is basically a farm, we sow, we reap. And if we want to reap a large crop, you know, we're going to have to get out there in the spring. We're going to have a little bit of urgency. And I'm going to cover a couple Bible verses. And I'm just going to talk about some of the obvious things. Number one, you got to be urgent in the spring. I think there's a lot of businesses out there that they need more urgency. It's just something that I found in businesses that, you know, having an urgency, especially when your spring rolls around. And every business is different. Every business has their own seasons. But in my business, you know, I kind of have a little sense of urgency about going out there and getting something done. You know, never leave tomorrow what you can finish today. You know, things like that. I mean, within reason, obviously. But I think that we have to have a certain sense of urgency. Second of all, timing. We have to have a little bit of a sense of timing in our business. We got to know when time is to plant, when the time is to do marketing, for example. In my mind, sowing is like planting the seed. You got to plant the seed in the mind of your customer that you can help them. You got to maybe do contracts, you maybe do advertising. I don't know how it is that you sow in your business. How do you grow your business? What do you do there? So I think it is important that we understand timing. We have to till the ground. We have to prepare the soil. Sometimes we might need to do some brand recognition if we're going to be successful with our marketing. So tilling the ground, we till the ground, then we plant the ground, but we have to have timing along with that and a certain sense of urgency. The farmer, he's out there, he gets his fields planted as fast as he can. Once the weather's nice, you get that crop out as soon as possible because it can start growing. The sooner you can get it out, the sooner you can get it out of the field and less chance something go wrong with it. Proverbs 20, verse 4. It says, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. I think we have to have a little sense of urgency. You know, we go out when it ain't comfortable. Sometimes we got to get out there, and even in spite of the difficulty, we figure out how to go out there and we plow. Okay, so the sluggard will not plow by the reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. I think that we have to have kind of the same mindset, that we will go out and do things. It doesn't matter. We will not allow an excuse. We will not allow small things to stop us. We will figure out how to push on through and we'll get things done. Number two, it says 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. It says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, but he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. If we want to have a large crop, we want to have a very successful harvest, we need to plant as much ground as we can. We need to do as much marketing as we can. I don't know. In our business, I think that whatever we're doing for sowing in our business, whatever that may be, that we put our absolute best into it. And when we know when our spring is, when we know when the time is for marketing, and you know what? For some people, it is year round. Like they live in all four seasons year round. But most businesses do not have a year round season.
Some, you know, everybody's different. And I know in my business, obviously, my business basically follows the seasons. I mean, winter is basically the same for me as it is for a farmer. I don't really work as much in the winter. That's a different story. So we'll talk a little bit more about the winter in an upcoming episode. So I think it's really important that we look at our business and say, you know what? If I want to reap much, how can I sow a lot? I think it's just something we need to look at. Number three, another verse I want to read is Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6. It says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." We have to suffer the pain of getting the seed out. We have to suffer the pain of getting the seed out. Not only do we have to suffer that pain, we also have to have the patience of waiting on the crop to come in. I think it's just really important that we look at it in the entirety. One more verse that I want to talk about is in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4. Okay, actually, let's start with verse 1. It says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." Well, this is one thing for sure. If you don't plant the seed, you're for sure not going to get a crop. So, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." Then let's jump down to verse 4. It says, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap." We cannot say in the spring, "You know what? I think I'm going to have a really rainy year. Oh, I think this year is going to be dry. I'm not even going to bother to plant." We also can't say, "You know what? I think there's going to be a huge hailstorm, and my crop's going to get all beat down." The fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be outside circumstances. It doesn't matter what we do as far as sowing and reaping comes. In our business, there's always going to be outside circumstances, things that are outside of our control. We cannot control what happens to us always, but we control how we handle what happens to us. Okay, it says, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not the hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good." And you know what? That's a fact. We don't always know which seed is going to plant fruit. In my estimation, I've figured out that, you know, you send out, I've done direct mail, I've done digital marketing, I've done all kinds of different stuff. And I found that sometimes, you know, you send out marketing and you just flat out don't know which kind of marketing is going to be successful. I think it's just really important that we try multiple options and we keep that seed sowing. I just think it's really important to kind of think along those terms that we, you know, we have multiple things going out, and because we don't know what is going to bring in the fruit. So that's just something I was thinking about. And this is just want to talk about spring. First off, to summarize real fast, if you want to be successful with a business, number one, we need to have a little bit of urgency in our business. Like in the spring, the farmer, he says, "You know what? I got to get my seed out before it's too late." Number two, that I think is really important when it comes to spring. Number two is plant. You have to plant. We have to figure out what the planting is. We've got to plant. Number three, there's a timing. And all of our business have a certain timing that I think we have to be aware of. And number four, we must till the ground. You got to know who your customer is. You got to prepare. You got to till the ground. And we can liken that to many things, but I think that we have to be very aware of our ideal customer, what they want, how we can serve them. And that's like tilling the ground. That's like preparing the ground. So when your seed falls on, it's not going to be hard. You're not going to be wasting your money. The scriptures I use on this episode is Ecclesiastes 11:4, Ecclesiastes 11:6, Proverbs 20, verse 4, 2 Corinthians 9, Psalm 126, verse 4 and 5. That's just the basics on spring, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. If you got any comments or whatever, feel free to let us know.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
This episode was hosted by the Max Potential Podcast Network. Find more great shows at maxpotential.com.